Look, thank you again. Look, this is just really on behalf of IOSCO, and as chair, I'd really like to thank Luxembourg, the CSSF, particular thanks to Jean Gill, but also Jean-Marc Guay, fabulous effort, I think, in terms of this conference, and to your team. I think it's a wonderful, it's been an absolutely fabulous outcome. And I think as everyone would probably agree, you know, when you do a conference like this, there's very important elements, and I think the logistics, I think, are very good, because you can't get past the front door unless you have this, which I think, amongst other things. So the logistics, I think, have run very well, and I think it's a credit. Secondly, I think the content, I think you'd probably agree that the content of this public session has been very relevant to IOSCO's mission of making sure that we are very much seen as the global reference point for securities regulation around the world, and I think this conference, as I said, reflects that. And then thirdly, I can't really say anything more about, frankly, how also you've successfully highlighted the real richness of your country, whether it be the culinary highlights that we've experienced, whether it be the cultural insights that we've got, whether it's visiting the historical sites or the architectural aspects. I think you've achieved many different, probably, objectives in terms of what you've set out to do with this hosting this annual forum with us here. So, you know, I will say that you've set a very high bar for your successes, Brazil. I know they'd like the challenge, but you've really set a template. So I'll just say congratulations. Thank you again on a wonderful hosting of our annual conference. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Metcalf. And now I think you can give a very big round of applause for the host of the event, Mr. Jean Gill.
Many thanks, Greg, for those very kind words. I feel them warmly, and I think we all do. Ladies and gentlemen, this 38th annual meeting of IOSCO in Luxembourg is now drawing to a close. An annual meeting is, in every institution, always a kind of a milestone. And I believe that also this annual meeting is for IOSCO a certain milestone, because you must be aware, those of you who only attended maybe the latter part of the meeting, that since Sunday morning early, we have had very intensive meetings, long meetings of all the committees and boards of IOSCO until yesterday lunchtime. A lot of work was completed. The President's Committee adopted a fairly long list of resolutions, which are all have been long in the making, long discussions, compromises to be found, but they are all made to intended to make IOSCO even more effective and efficient than it is already. And actually, at that point, I would like to really underline how much I was impressed by the dedication and the enthusiasm of all the people in IOSCO. When you think how small a team it is, how many members it nevertheless has, and how many initiatives it takes, it is almost incredible that you can achieve it with so few people. I think Greg, David, Tajinder, you are lucky people to have such a committed team, and I really want also to thank all those who helped us with setting up this conference. An annual meeting of IOSCO is very much in line with its policy of inclusiveness and engagement, also a conference. And I hope that the public panels that we had really also served the purpose of bringing IOSCO closer to a public, which may be, for which maybe it is not always a household name. I am also wondering, maybe I'm a little intrigued, what all those non-regulators in the room for the conference got to know and got from impressions from the regulators themselves. But I hope that this conference served its purpose in meshing the views of regulators and non-regulators on the challenges which we are facing. And I hope, of course, too, that our social events also achieved their objective of getting all the people who met there to meet again, sometimes after a year, to renew their connections, to have fresh connections made, so that also there, the word connecting, which is in our motto, really served its purpose. And when I was thinking back about this whole program, the private one, the public one, I have already thanked all our people, but I want to give one special thanks, and that thanks is to Toru, because she has she has very charmingly led us through the whole program for the whole week. She has made brilliantly all the introductions, all the transitions, so that there was a smooth movement of the whole program. She has, of course, also shown us her talent as a singer, that we should not forget. And therefore, a special thank you. Now, I'm almost a little bit sad that it is already drawing to a close, because it was enjoyable. But of course, we still have an evening to look forward to. And Jean-Marc keeps telling me those who are not coming this evening miss something. But so you are invited, of course, to this evening. And after all, yes, I am a happy host if our guests are happy. And if they take back from this conference a good impression, a fond memory of the IOSCO annual meeting 2013 in Luxembourg.